The powerful storm Hurricane Lane is heading toward the Hawaiian Islands. A hurricane warning has been issued for the Big Island, Maui, Molokai, and Lanai. Just a hurricane watch for Oahu, that's where Honolulu is, and for Kauai. The governor is urging people in Hawaii to take the storm seriously. Joining us now is the Weather Channel's Mark Elliott. Mark, this hurricane was a Category 5, then it was downgraded to a Category 4. What are you watching for at this time?
Well, what we're hoping for is that trend continues. Some, you know, higher levels of wind in the upper atmosphere, some shear could break apart this storm a bit and continue that downward slide of the wind speed. But I do want to put that big caveat out there that there is very little difference between a strong Cat 4 and a low-end Cat 5. It's literally separated by 1 mile per hour difference on those winds. So people need to prepare for a major storm coming their way.
Only two hurricanes on record have made landfall in Hawaii, a Category 1 in 1959 and a Category 4 in 1992. Is there something about Hawaii's location that usually protects it from storms like this? Or is this part of all the extreme weather we're seeing, fueled by climate change?
Yeah, you're talking about Dot in 1959 and Aniki in 1992. I will say that both of those storms have a very similar kind of makeup to this one in that they were strong storms coming in from the south, right, going east to west and then curling north into the islands. The islands themselves are small targets in an otherwise huge ocean. So more than anything, the islands are lucky more often than not, just because they are such a small piece of the real estate on the earth. And so this time with Lane, they may not be so lucky. We're still hoping for a turn towards the west again and maybe a near miss, but it's too close to call at this point and everyone needs to prepare.
And we're looking at the possibility of winds well over 100 miles an hour, very heavy surf, a lot of rain. What are your concerns about damage that this storm could cause?
Yeah, you know, everyone, especially when there's a major hurricane or a near Cat 5, focuses on the wind. And yes, the wind could be a factor here. But far and away, water is the big killer when it comes to tropical systems. In this case, there could be huge waves on the sides of the islands that are not as accustomed to seeing those waves. You think about, say, the North Shore with the 30-footers. In this case, you're going to have those types of waves on some of the south-facing beaches. What's normally the tranquil Waikiki area could have 30, 35-foot waves. That area is not as accustomed to that kind of intensity. And then you have the rainfall, 10 to 15 inches of rain, maybe close to 20 inches in some cases. So mudslides and debris flows. You think about the recent burn areas from the volcano. There's nothing holding down the soil nearby those burn areas now as well.
Yeah, 30 to 35-foot waves in Waikiki, that's a place where usually there are no waves, basically.
You go there to learn how to surf because it's just kind of rolling in, right? This
right,
could
exactly.
be very different.
Meteorologist at the Weather Channel, Mark Elliott, thank you.
You're welcome.